Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm a glowing candle, flashing light into their eyes, into their smiles, into their hearts, and saying, I love you. Saying, I love all life. I travel all over the world, and I visit boys and girls everywhere, all around the globe. And everywhere I go, one thing seems to be very definite in the hearts and the minds of children everywhere. They love all of life. They have an inner curiosity to know all about life. And that inner curiosity gets them into all sorts of interesting situations. I was visiting with a couple of children in India. And over in India, they're supposed to be very special about all of life, as we are all over the world. But the two children were very special kids, Maria and Pence. And Maria liked all of the things that she saw. She liked all of the bugs, and she liked all of the crickets, and she liked all of the snails, and she liked the cows that she saw, and the dogs that she saw, and the snakes that she saw, and she loved everything. And Pence was not quite so sure. Pence would look at a cobra and he'd say, I don't think I like that guy. And Marie would say, well, he's just misunderstood. When we understand the cobra, we don't hate him, we don't dislike him. We just let him be his self, and we go our way and he goes his way. But Maria, a cobra can kill you. That's right. Anything can kill you, and we can kill anything too. But if we love everything, then they'll love us. But Maria, a cobra! And just then, a cobra was crawling out of the crack between the house. And Maria said, look, Pence, there's a cobra! And Pence looked over and says, oh! And Maria says, don't be frightened, Pence. Don't be frightened. Just look at him and say, cobra, how are you today? And the cobra had never really been spoken to by people before like that. And he looked at Maria and he sort of shook himself and he said, I don't really understand what you're saying. And Maria says, I like you. I love you. I love all life. And the cobra looked back at Maria again and he just sort of laid there, not trying to flare out with his wonderful cape, but just sort of lay there. And Maria says, I'm not going to pet you because you might not know that I'm friendly, but I love you anyhow. And cobra, you tell all the other cobras that boys and girls all love cobras. Boys and girls all think cobras are wonderful snakes and that cobras are loving snakes. Well, this cobra didn't know what to make of all that. He had never quite been treated like that before in his life. And so the cobra sort of laid there for a few moments in the sun, and he turned around and he crawled back between the wall. And Maria said, see, Pence? They're not bad. He's a nice guy, wasn't he? And Pence says, I don't know if he was a nice guy or not. I wouldn't want to have anything to do with him. But Pence, if we are frightened of all life, if we are frightened of things in life, we'll never get to know them. And if we love them, then wonderful things will happen. And just then a cricket walked up and looked at Maria and went, crick, 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 click, click, click. And Maria says, oh, click, click, to you too, you wonderful little cricket. Where are you going? And tick-click, 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 tick-click. And the cricket was trying to talk to Maria, and Maria was trying to understand, and Maria listened very carefully. And Maria said, oh, you're going out to get dinner. Well, how wonderful. I know that you will have a wonderful dinner, and everything will be just perfect for you. Are you going to have grain for dinner tonight? Or are you going to have wheat from the field over there? Or are you going to have the leaves from the tree? What are you going to eat? And the cricket looked at Maria and said, "You understand me very well." Now, he didn't really speak Maria's language, but he spoke Maria's heart. And Maria says, "Ah, you do understand me. What are you going to do?" And the cricket says, "Eat leaves." And Maria says, "Pence, the cricket told me he's going to eat leaves." "Oh, Maria, you're full of beans." Pence said, "Maria, boy, what's the matter with you?" And Pence was just really upset. "Maria, don't you think that perhaps you need some help?" And Maria says, "Oh, come on, Pence. I love everything. Now you watch. Let's follow the cricket." And so Maria and Pence very slowly went the way the cricket went. And the cricket went to the edge of the field. And there at the edge of the tree was a bush. And on the bush were some very delicate leaves. And the cricket climbed up on the bush and started eating the leaves. And he winked over at Maria. And now Maria was looking very carefully. He looked over at Maria and he winked his eye and said, "You got it, girl. You and I, we understand each other, don't we?" And Maria winked back at him and said, "You got it, cricket. We understand each other." Maria and the cricket were but one of many stories that come out of India where people are taught to love all of life, to love all creatures. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody loves all of life, but that means they're taught to love. And you see, in this world, we're taught to do a lot of beautiful things. And when we do it, then wonderful things happen. But when we just sort of wonder about it and we say, "I don't know about that," then we miss the story. We miss the adventure. Now, Maria, I'm sure she'll one day pet her cobra. But for the moment, she's talking to crickets, and the crickets are talking back to her, and they're even winking their eye at her and saying, "Maria, you understand, don't you?" And Maria winks back at the cricket and says, "You bet. You bet." Oh, my goodness. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming with his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over all the children all over the world so that you sleep and have wonderful dreams of crickets, perhaps. Cobras? Well, when you're ready. But crickets, perhaps. So, now say goodnight to your mommy and daddy and wish them all your blessings and your love and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And snuggle into bed for a good night's sleep. And I'll be back another time. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I love you. I love you. I love you.